This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah for Ramadan 2019. We're studying different dua and different dhikr or remembrances, supplications that were taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that could be a form of therapy, in particular in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the month of Ramadan a month that our deeds are elevated to Him and that we are accepted by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us many more Ramadans in good health, in happiness with our families and with others. Allahumma ameen. This dua is a really powerful dua. This form of invocation and supplication was prescribed to one of the dearest companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, who's one of the elite of the Sahaba. But he says, I heard Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari in the Book of Invocations. He says, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Alimni du'a an ad'u bihi fi salati, O Messenger of God, teach me an invocation that I can call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it during my prayers. Now, you know, subhanAllah, the month of Ramadan is the month of Siyam, but it's also the month of Qiyam, the month of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want it to be something that you can supplement this particular dua. And it's as if Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying, O Messenger of Allah, you know, I know how to say subhanAllah wa bihamdi, subhanAllah al-azim, you know, all these different things, but I want something special. I want something unique. I want something you will give to me, radiallahu anhu arda, that is going to elevate my salah. It's going to make it better. I don't want something long because I'm not reading a long thing. I want something that's going to be honed to my specific needs. And the Prophet ﷺ says to him, قُلْ say, قَالَ قُلْ what is the dua? اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا. It begins by you making an admission. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا. Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself in many ways. SubhanAllah, this hearkens to the dua of Adam alayhi salam when he ate from the forbidden tree, him and Hawa alayhi salam. They said, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Our Lord, we wronged ourselves. Here the Prophet is teaching this to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. It is a constitution of a believer that when we come to Allah, we come with an admission of our inequities, of our sins, of our faults, because we don't seek absolvement from anyone other than Himself. We don't have this tradition where we'll speak to someone who speak on behalf of us to Allah. We speak directly to Allah. So it's as if you're conversing with Allah. Qal, say, He said, say Ya Abu Bakr, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathiran. Acknowledge your mistakes, acknowledge your sins, acknowledge your errors. SubhanAllah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is a pious man, is a man of righteousness. He's good enough to accompany the Prophet ﷺ when others aren't. He accompanies the Prophet in the cave, in the journey of Hijrah. He was the first to come to faith. He was, you know, the foundation of so much good in our deen, and he becomes the first Khalifa after the Prophet ﷺ's return and departure to Allah. Nevertheless, the Prophet ﷺ says, acknowledge your mistakes. The mistakes of Abu Bakr to us in our eyes are the signs of pebbles, but to him they were the size of mountains. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. After admitting your fault, elevate Allah, magnify Allah. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. My Lord, no one will forgive, no one can forgive, and no one is capable of forgiving so much other than you, O Allah. La yaghfiru dhunub, the multiplicity of my them, the multiplicity of my errors, except you, O Allah. And this is another way of saying, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illa ant. There's no one that I turn to you except you, Allah. There's no one I ask for help except you, O Allah. There's no one that I can turn to in my pain, in my suffering, in my mistakes, in my sins, except you, O Allah. Qul, say, Abu Bakr, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. And no one can make ghufran, no one can make forgiveness for me, illa of these sins except you. فَغْفِرْلِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. So my Lord, forgive me a forgiveness that is only from you. فَغْفِرْلِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. Forgive me, a forgiveness only from you, min indik, only you from Allah. And whenever you use that word or hear that word indik, you know it's something that is a special thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever you refer it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're asking for something greater than what others can assume. Min indik, only from you, O Allah. Something that is specific, that isn't given to everybody else. Min indik, warhamni, and O my Lord, show me rahmah. And therefore, there's a difference between maghfirah and rahmah. Maghfirah is something where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our iniquity. Rahmah is where we seek Allah's mercy, that He doesn't just forgive us and give us time to make up for those sins, but forgives us and then shows us His mercy, that it's as if we haven't committed those sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His maghfirah. We ask Him for His rahmah. Wa natubu ilayh. Faghfirli maghfiratan min indik. O Allah, forgive me from your forgiveness, something only from you. Warhamni, show me your rahmah, O Allah. Show me your mercy, your compassion, your love, O Allah. Innaka antal ghafoor rahim. Then join the two words together. Surely you, Allah, are the only one who shows forgiveness and is capable of that level of compassion and mercy. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him being Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is the greatest qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He introduces it to us in the beginning, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in the opening chapter of acquainting us with Him. Ar-Rahman is the only word that mentions, that is only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's used on its own. It's sufficient on itself. Therefore, we seek the rahmah of Allah, the compassion, the mercy, the graciousness, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repeat the dua for you, a dua that I ask you to learn, memorize, and repeat in your salah to make Ramadan a Ramadan of therapy. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Faghfir li maghfiratan min indik. Innaka anta al-ghafurur rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His blessed names and lofty attributes, to grant us His forgiveness and His rahmah in this blessed month of Ramadan, and to return us as if we are newborn, and to make us from those who are accepted into Ar-Rayyan as our entrance into Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. This is Ramadan therapy, dua number 6, the dua taught by the Prophet ﷺ for Abu Bakr to use in prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us its blessing and consistency in its practice. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.